Your Honor, my name is Grabir Graywall. I represent the United States in this matter.
Grabir Graywall may be the New Jersey State Attorney General, but he's no stranger to bias and discrimination.
I've experienced overt racism. I've experienced subtle racism. I've experienced these types of things in a grocery store with my young daughters with me, where people will say to me, oh, look, Osama bin Laden, or look, terrorist. And it's something that's just part of my life experience.
Grabir Graywall is the first Sikh in a statewide attorney general's role in United States history, and he says that could be an advantage.
What it allows me is a greater degree of empathy in my current job, understanding how deeply hateful comments and hateful conduct and bias and how deeply those types of words can cut. It makes me more sensitive to making sure that whenever we encounter that type of conduct, as a chief law enforcement officer, we address it appropriately.
Now, after September 11th, you decided to quit working in private practice and jump into the public sector. What was the decision that sort of, or were there a series of decisions that made you want to become a prosecutor?
Like many, I was prompted to public service to answer the call to public service after September 11th. For me, in my mind, I thought the ability to get up in front of juries looking the way I do and to say, good morning, Your Honor, my name is Grabir Graywall. I represent the United States in this matter. I think that was powerful. And I think if I could change 12 perceptions at a time or even more, that I was doing my part to show the greater community that I was part and parcel of this community, and Sikhs and others who might worship differently or look differently also care deeply about this country and have a desire to give back.
For those of us who are often the firsts, I'm a Latina, I'm in this role, I think I'm the first, you know, to be in this role. I mean, doesn't this also come with a significant amount of pressure? Do you feel that pressure that you're representing not only, you know, yourself, but also you're representing an entire religion or an entire group of people?
Sometimes even beyond just my religion, perhaps all minorities who are doing something for the first time. Yeah, I think 100%. There is an added degree of pressure, and I think there's an added degree of scrutiny because my successes are magnified and my failures are magnified. And I think I feel an extra pressure to do this job with 110% because my successes will reflect not just on me, but others who might be coming behind me. And I also feel the pressure to try to make the path for others, because the first is great, but you want to be the first and you want to bring forward the second, the third, the fourth, and so on and so on. So more people who didn't think that these jobs were possible for them will be attracted to them. So it's a pressure, but it's a good pressure and I welcome it.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with New Jersey State Attorney General Grabir Graywall and wanting to shift a minute to the state of New Jersey. You know, there'd been lots of talk about how your office might serve as a sort of barrier against the Trump administration. Do you see that happening?
100%. And it's just not my office. It's myself and other like-minded attorneys general across the country who are really holding the line to ensure that the rule of law still means something in this country, to ensure that the Constitution still means something, to ensure that the president is following constitutional rules and norms in whatever actions he undertakes, and importantly, to ensure the rights of all New Jerseyans and the rights of all citizens, in particular immigrant communities, minority communities who might feel under attack, are protected. And there's a coalition of like-minded attorneys general who are really holding that line.
Let's talk about criminal justice issues as well. Across the country, there are racial disparities in the criminal justice system. Given your own experience of discrimination, are you aware of these racial disparities and they exist in New Jersey? And if so, do you have any or plans to have any organizational changes to the criminal justice system in New Jersey to address those?
That's a terrific question, and unfortunately, we have wide racial disparities in the criminal justice system here in New Jersey. The way we're trying to deal with it from a law enforcement perspective is to have all of our law enforcement in the state trained on implicit bias and issues related to unconscious and implicit bias. Importantly, that they never let that bias affect the way they undertake their law enforcement duties. I think that is critically important. And so through training and through those type of actions, we're hoping to, that has a positive effect in reducing the racial disparities in the state. That's just one aspect of it. We are also looking to other ways in which we could intervene early in our communities to ensure that we divert juveniles in particular out of the criminal justice system.
And we've been seeing there was lots of confusion over the role that ICE was playing in either separating families at the border or pulling families apart. But regardless of the confusion, we are still seeing a very stepped up presence. Do you take a specific stance on this? Are you concerned about what's happening with ICE?
I'm deeply concerned by what ICE is undertaking right now. Certainly, they have a charge to enforce the immigration laws. Where I take exception is when they are enforcing those laws in a way that drives our immigrant communities further into the shadows. And what I'm talking about there is when they are enforcing immigration laws and deportation orders in courthouses. We want victims to come forward to report crimes. We want victims to interact with law enforcement, regardless of what their immigration status is. We don't want individuals from immigrant communities to be afraid to come to a courthouse to report something to a prosecutor, to testify at trial. And unfortunately, these efforts to enforce the laws, immigration deportation orders at courthouses, is having a chilling effect on people coming forward.
And we've just asked you about a lot of the big ticket items, but are there any other issues that you're looking forward to tackling as New Jersey Attorney General?
We talked about a lot of our federal-facing work, and we talked about immigration, which again comes under that title. That's a small part of what we do here in New Jersey, and that's a small part of what my mission is. I'm the chief law enforcement officer, and I would love to focus all my time on battling the opioid crisis, on battling gun violence, and on improving police-community relations. But unfortunately, I'm being distracted from those goals by the conduct of our federal government. And given the position of attorneys general, I now have to devote some time and resources to that battle, which is a critically important battle. So if I didn't have to focus on D.C. as well, I would be focusing on those three areas.
New Jersey State Attorney General Grabir Graywall, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your time.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.